story that Jesus tells us in our gospel today is usually entitled The Parable of the Laborers in the Vineyard. But perhaps a better title might be The Parable on How to Make Yourself Miserable. Because that's what the story is really all about. See if you think that this parable, preached not by Jesus, but rather by Jesuit Father Anthony de Mello, see if you think that Father de Mello's parable illuminates our gospel parable. The kingdom of heaven is like two brothers whom the Lord called to leave everything behind and serve humanity. The older brother responded to the Lord's call generously, even though it wrenched his heart to leave his family, to leave the girl he loved and dreamed of marrying. He followed the Lord's call, went off to a distant country, where he spent himself serving the poorest of the poor. A persecution arose in that country. He was arrested, falsely accused, tortured, and put to death. The Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You gave me 1,000 talents worth of service. I now give you 1 billion talents worth of reward. Come, enter the joy of heaven." The younger brother did not respond to the Lord's call generously. In fact, he ignored it. Instead, he married the girl he loved. He went into business. His business prospered, and he became rich. Occasionally, he would give some money to the poor. When he died, the Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You gave me 10 talents worth of service. I now give you 1 billion talents worth of reward. Come, enter the joy of heaven." When the older brother learned that his younger brother was receiving the same reward as he was surprised. And he was pleased. He said, "Lord, even if I knew now what you told me about the reward that my brother and I received equally, I would still have done everything I did for you. I would still gladly do it." Do you realize that in heaven there are no levels, there are no tiers? In heaven, everyone is equal. No matter how many hours you labored or didn't labor in the vineyard, that's just the way God is. In heaven, I, for my sins, will be sitting next to our Blessed Mother who never sinned. That's just the way God is. The landowner in the gospel parable clearly symbolizes God. The laborers in the vineyard did not accept that that's the way God is. And so, even though they received a full day's pay, they went home miserable. In our first reading today, God tells us through the prophet Isaiah, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways. As far as the heavens are from the earth, so high are my ways from your ways, my thoughts from your thoughts." God tells us that clearly. If I don't accept that, I will always be miserable, like the laborers in our gospel parable. If I do accept that, I will always be at peace, like the older brother in Father DeMello's parable.